Why you can't tell if somebody is smart or how smart? Why is it that you can't tell if somebody is smart or not? You can't tell you're smart. Or not either. It is because in the dark all cats are gray. One of the most surprising thing in the world of humans is that humans can't tell if they are smart or not. This error leads to lives that are not fulfilled. Lives that are filled with fear, trepidation, or on the other extreme, boasting and disappointment. This is a horrible thing. Do you know what is the worst thing about me for me? I bet you would not be able to guess, so I'll share it with you. I expect you to be smart. Why? Because the rule is that people see themselves in others applies on every level of vibration. Every level of intelligence. Intelligent people expect others to be intelligent. Stupid people expect people to be stupid like them. So I expect you to be smart, intelligent. I really do. And I am always surprised when I find out that you are not. In my world, smart means quick and accurate on the uptake. See with your own eyes. Understand and be able to see things for what they are, without me pointing it out. But every time what I find out is that you manage to fool me. You are slow, you don't look, you look in the mind to see things you have never heard of. You don't, you can't think. Yes, you are still an empty yet crowded canvas. I may fill your canvas up today, but by tomorrow it all disappears. Completely. I am pondering this, asking all kinds of questions of source. I'll need to deal with this issue, so I can become effective. But how? What can I do about it? The first thing I am finding out is that the speed of the uptake is more dependent on your life, your use of your brain, than your innate intelligence. Also dependent on what you can see. Environmental influences, like the people you live with and their habits, your personal behavior, your attitude, like what's important to you, your level of curiosity. You are, as a rule, mentally slothful, fancying yourself smart. The second thing I find out, you have no idea how slow you are. Why? Slow and dull. You have these two selves. One of them is totally delusional. That self fancies itself creative. One of the ways you express your creativity is by making up all kinds of usernames and passwords. And, of course, you forget them as soon as you made them up. Just like you forget everything you promise, every new context or principle. You wipe yourself clean of everything except what your self-concern says. If you forget your passwords, just please know that it is 90% certain that you are dull-witted, and fancy yourself creative. Okay. I'll stop ranting. A is A. You are P-brained. Maybe even P-brained. Now what? What am I going to do so that I can take you to the promised land? Obviously, I am going to attempt to answer my own question in this article. I just watched two episodes of a Korean series where most people were dim-witted. Dim-witted is just another word for not very smart. But it is a good word because you can see that something is dimmed. As in it is dark here. You can't see much. I like this word, dim-witted, because it is more accurate than most. A dimmer goes through a whole range of less light. Here is how it is every time you see something. You see what you see. That is the reality, the what happened. Then you add to it your meaning or your interpretation of it. And then you say that that is what happened, that is what you saw. The sum total of the what happened and what you said about it. In this work we call that occurrence. In other disciplines they may call it something else. Maybe your personal reality. But should be called your personal unreality. You are fairly certain that things are the way you see them. After all, people around you behave the way you behave. Except some people don't. So you call them weird. Or stupid. I am sure Einstein was labeled with the stupid, clueless, nitwit label by most people who knew him before he became famous. People measure other people using themselves as a yardstick. They use their delusional self, their precious eye to do that. You don't think that there are things that you don't see. They don't fit into your world of comparisons. So you navigate your universe by what you see, accurately or not, and you get the results you get. If you like your results, then great. If you don't, then please read on. Your world, what you see, include the things your parents, your friends see. Rarely more. Maybe if you are very diligent, or very curious. But in most environments, diligence and curiosity are frowned upon. The main character of that Korean show lives with people who cannot see much. And she can see even less. Your parents, normally, have more distinctions. Distinctions are the building blocks of reality, that they can see, than yourself. This is one of the reasons that the overall intelligence on the planet is plummeting. There is more to see, and less people who can see them. But it is human nature to believe that there is nothing beyond what you can see. You don't believe that what is invisible for you is visible to another. Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson. The odd couple. One sees everything. The other sees next to nothing. He is a bumbling idiot. You're a bumbling idiot, and you don't know it. What is the capacity that could take you out of the bumbling idiot category and start you on becoming someone who can suspect that there is something to see? I have found that humility, the inverse of the about me score, is the difference. To illustrate that, here is an example. Here are two students. They are about the same age. The same IQ. Very similar diet. Neither likes his work. One is head and shoulders above the other, in life enjoyment. Intriguing, isn't it? Why? What's the difference? I have asked one to read the other's posts and try to see what is the difference between them. I myself didn't see. It wasn't obvious. Until the one pointed out that the other reads my posts as personal guidance, and implements them immediately. Ha! Gotcha! I measured their humility, and the one's humility is 0%, the other's 50%. Of course those numbers depend on your attitude in the moment. So they are like the weather, changeable. In my classes, in my articles I give you information, I show you stuff. When you have your humility unblocked, you may get a whole new world becoming visible to you, becoming available to you. It's like I opened a window or a door. And the air and the light can come in. You have no or low humility, which is the normal state of the arrogant human. You may get what I am saying. And you may even understand it, can repeat it verbatim, but you don't make it yours. You hold it as my good idea. It doesn't let the air in. Doesn't let the light in. It is just more information. Trivia. From my feedback to the 0% humility person. Humility, the capacity, needs to be open for you to allow the new knowledge to reach you on a self level. The difference between him and you, the big difference, is that he has humility, the capacity, open and you don't. Humility is the attitude towards guidance, teaching. His is surrender. What you have is obedience and servitude, but no humility. Not yet. Another example, same people, the one with a 0% humility gets frequent colds. He has noticed that he gets cold hands before he gets a cold. Cold hands for 2 days in a row. He notices and he tries to ride it out. In the same situation I get a sore throat first. Every time. Or feel chilled. I don't try to ride it out. I take the guidance from my body. To me the body talks and I listen. I spray my throat with Dr. Schultz's throat spray, and maybe even slip under the cover for half an hour. To warm up. I surrender to life the way life is. I surrender to the information, sore throat, I got, and behave with respect. Essentially, I take it as a message, a guidance. I consider nothing more important than listening to my body so I can be well. No work can get done unless I am well. Humans have a hard time surrendering their superiority, because surrender feels like an affront to their precious and delusional I. I know better, the I says. But the precious I is always delusional to one degree or another. I measure the degree in the starting point measurement. The precious I is delusional and therefore its judgment is off. Dash. Here is another thing, every human has several aspects. Every human is like a team where each team member can and will take care of different aspects of life. One unused and ignored aspect is the observer. Or sometimes it is called the witness. I call it consciousness. The pilot light that is always on. Consciousness is part of the team, by design, but ignored, like most coaches, because the coach cannot throw baskets. Sorry for the sport analogy. It can't throw baskets, lol, but it sees everything. And it is like a coach, it points out the direction, the correct action, the things you need to see but don't. But if your humility is low or turned off, you won't listen, will you? You'll ignore the guidance at your own detriment. Or ask the observer to give you signals you can't miss. And then you ignore them. Because after all, you are the boss. Which you? The arrogant delusional prick you? Hell yeah, this is going to work. Not. Sigh. So, I as a coach wrote to him, the guy with the 0% humility. Recommendation: make an agreement with your observer to wake you up when you have cold hands. Even though cold hands is already the observer's doing. But your lack of humility doesn't allow you to obey. So ask your observer to kick it up a notch. So you actually have to obey, put on another layer of clothing, a hat, drink hot water, jump around so you warm up. Or God forbid, slip under the cover until you warm up, like I do. Humility is the ultimate missing capacity for you. Start activating it by obeying the observer, instead of ordering it around. If you had your big bundle on, you would get no colds. If you are not a client, you won't get any coaching from me. I used to coach everyone, whether they wanted it or not. What I learned is that humility asks for coaching. One of the ways it is obvious, you never ask for coaching. You continue doing what your delusional precious eye tells you, and here is the bad news, you will end up where you are heading. I can give you all I've got, if you don't have humility, you won't benefit. As I am recruiting participants for the playground, the biggest issue is the lack of humility. Humility is missing, and it's missing that it's missing. What does this mean? That you don't even know you are not humble. I have had students, now past students, who gave lip service to humility. Threw money at me. Bought me gifts for my birthday. But never ever allowed my coaching to alter what they saw, and what they did. No humility. This is the biggest issue for a coach. For humility to open, the pain of no humility needs to be really unbearable. And for someone to stay in the game with unendurable pain, they need to have a DLB larger than one. Or they will run. The guy whose book I read. The guy who called the invisible unconscious, I did my research. He has abandoned his coaching. Too much work for too little gain. I haven't called it quits yet. P.S. In the playground I did my darn best, maybe even better lol, to help you turn on humility for yourself. The definitive sign that you won't do it if you are unwilling to do the Amish horse training method. Because you don't need it. Or you can't. Or why bother? Or you forget. Or who has time for that? How else do you know that you have no humility? You explain. You justify. Even after discussing it with me, you tell the stories of your life always the same way. Because you know better. You change the instructions to fit your own ideas. You say, good idea when a coach suggests something. Cats learn. Humans? A. Humility is both a capacity and a skill. It needs practicing and it needs perfecting. It is one of those human skills I have been talking about. In today's free webinar we'll talk about humility and the other human skills more. You can still register. It's at 2 p.m. EDT, today, Saturday, September 10, 2022. Let's talk on September 10.